Today's daf is daf Tzadi Aleph. We got to well down Tzadi Aleph, 10 lines down, Tudatzi Barilu. So asks the Gemara, Barilu, Yesh Omed Linezikin, O Ein Omed Linezikin. Is there a concept of assessing the weapon if damage was caused? So, Mi Amrinan, do we say, V'katalahu Dam Dinan, Bahachi, Nafkin Neshama, Bahachi Lo Nafkin Neshama? Do we say, with respect to death, if someone killed someone, then we have to assess the weapon, whether or not it has the ability to kill or not kill? If it has the ability, so then the person to retach. If it doesn't have the ability, and it was a fluke that the guy died, then he wouldn't be killed. Aval, maybe when it comes to the Nezikin, Koldu, maybe Nezikin you don't need to assess, because anything could cause damage. A pin could cause damage, a tiny pebble could cause damage. You don't need to measure whether it can or cannot cause damage. They, of course, cause damage. Odima Loshna, or maybe there's no difference. Maybe we do have to assess, is this object that caused damage, is it really able to cause damage or not? That's the question. Do you have to assess Nezikin? So Gemara brings Uriah, Toshma, Ma Bor Sheyesh Bo Kedei Lahamis. We saw this in the first parak. Just like a boar has the ability to kill if someone falls into the boar, Asar Tvachim has to be at least 10 Tvachim deep for it to cause death. Af Kol Sheyesh Bo Kedei Lahamis, Asar Tvachim, Kedei Lahamis, Asar Tvachim. So to anything else, any other type of object, or pit or roof that's 10 Tvachim high or deep, has the ability to kill. So then the Gemara says, quotes, Hayabchusim Esar Tvachim. Let's say it's less than 10 Tvachim deep. V'nafel toch shor or chamor, an animal, an ox, a donkey, falls into this pit, which is only, let's say, 9 Tvachim. Umes, and the animal dies, then pater. The lacha would be that it would be pater because it doesn't have the ability to kill. It was a fluke that the animal died in a 9 Tefach deep bore. That's a fluke. Huzak bochai. But let's say the animal falls in the bore and gets damaged if it's 9 Tvachim or less. So then he would be chayef. So the Gemara wants to understand the Braisa. My la mimata lamala kachashiv. Is it not counting from bottom to top? Meaning what? V'halchi kamar. Mitefach ve'ad asara misa leka nezikin ikar. From one tefach, which in essence we're saying zero, ground zero, until below 10 tefachim, so it's 0 to 9. So it doesn't cause misa, but it does cause nezikin. Alma le nezikin kaldu. Therefore, even any amount, no matter how deep the bore is, it's able to cause nezek. Shmamina ein omdin l'nezikin. So we see there's no need for an assessment. Because again, the bore, the Mishnah, the Braisa says, a bore that's 10 tefachim deep and kills, and the person's a mazik, the owner of the bore, the baal bore, is a chayiv for the misa of the shore. If it's less than 10 tefachim, the Braisa says, I'm chayiv l'nezikin. Shouldn't I know how deep it is? It just says, pachos mi'asar tefachim. No matter how shallow it is, even if it's only one tefach deep, I'm chai for the nezek. There's no need to assess whether it is able to be mazik or not. To which the Gemara answers, lo, not true. Mimal lamata kachashiv. It's counting from top to bottom. Meaning what? V'halchi kamar. The way you read the Braisa is, asara misa'ika. If there's 10 tvachim, then it causes misa, the boar. If it's pachos misa'ara purta, even if it's a small, tight, slightly below 10 tvachim, 9.9, nezikin isa misa leka. 9.9 does not cause misa anymore because it caused nezek. But it doesn't say going down to one tefach could cause nezek also. We just know below 10 causes nezek. How far down we go, we don't know that much. It goes lamalamate. At least 9.9 causes, doesn't cause misa. So that's what the Gemara answers. Ulu olam, and really, eimalacha yesh omed l'nezikin. But really, when it comes to damage, you have to assess whether the boar or any other weapon is able to cause damage. V'chol midi v'midi, each object, each case, kiyecha de mizatske be ba'inan. You have to assess whether it is able to cause nezek or not. So that's the back and forth. There is no raya from this case. There's two ways to read this braisa. Mar now suggests another braisa. Tashma, hikal eino v'simo. Person hits a person, another individual in the eye and causes him to go blind. Or, al ozno v'chirshu. Hits him on the ear and causes him to lose his hearing. Eved, if it's an eved, he's yotzei bahen l'cheres. Because you know, yotzei be'evarim. If an eved loses his eyesight, his tooth, anything, any rashi evarim, so then he goes free. Let's say kineged eino ve'eino roe. You hit him kineged eino, what does it mean kineged eino? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, kineged eino, it's around a little bit less than halfway down the lines. Kineged eino means, hiko bekosel kineged eino shazeth. The guy's standing against the wall, and you're on the other side. You smack the wall right where his ear or eye is, so, and he's not able to see after that. So kineged eino ve'eino roe. Kineged ozno ve'eino shomeh. You don't touch the guy. You just hit against him on the other side of the wall or partition. So the Gemara says, In that case, Ein Oved, Eved rather, Yotzei Leben Lecheres. That was not a direct damage, and he wouldn't go free. My time, what's the reason? Why does he not go free? You caused the Eved to lose his eyesight, to lose his hearing. So Gemara says, my time, La Mishum Deba'inan Umdina. You need to assess whether his hit was able to cause the deafness, cause blindness. Vishmamina Yeshum Dina Lunazikin. So we see the fact that a person hits the wall, another guy standing on the other side of the wall, that doesn't cause a person to go blind or to lose his hearing. The fact that it happened must have been a fluke. So that's how we assess it. We assess that not all, you need to know whether or not the you need an omen Lunazikin. That's a good question. So we said yesterday we had a machlokas with the Eda and the Edim. Do you bring the Birut to the Bez? It can't happen. So we paskin that the Edim have to just see, observe what happened. And based on, I don't know, what professionals who know the damages and casualties, so they're able to tell whether that's on that's raw. You're not going to test it out. Let's put a few guys here and see if they can lose their hearing. I assume. I don't know how else to do it. You have to have someone who knows these things. You can't just, there has to be some way of calculating this. But you're not going to tell, let's do a 10 guys standing against the wall and see if they're going to lose their eyesight, obviously. So some professionals, I don't know what that means, but Bikim, Dayanim, who know these things, have to assess it. So the Gemara says, no, lo, not true. Mishum damrinan hu, the bais nafshe. Not because it's you require an umder or not. This was caused by him getting scared. He got startled. Kidasani, the Baraita tells us, Hamavis es chavero pater midini adam v'chai midini shemayim. We saw this already. A person who scares somebody else, he's pater. There's no way to pay that. But he's pater midini adam, but midini shemayim, he has to pay. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make him pay in some way. Okay, so how does this work? Talk about Ozno v'chirsha. We're going to take the Rashi shot from the Mishnah the other day that he screamed in his ear. He didn't touch him. He screamed in his ear and caused him to go deaf. He got scared. Pater, you're pater midini adam. If you grab onto his ear and then you scream into his ear, then chirshu, and you cause him to lose his hearing, then you be chai because you actually touched him. So the case of the kosa, the reason why you're pater is not because you're requiring umdina at all. You didn't touch the guy, and that's why you're pater. But in a chanami, if a guy mamish touched him and caused him to go deaf, there's no need to do an umdina nezikin. Even a koldahu of anything could cause nezik. So there's no raya from this brayse either. You can read it in two different ways. Toshma Ali Gemara brings another raya. Chamisha Dvarim Omdin also. So there are five. When it comes to Chamisha Dvarim, you Yehovah B'chaver, you pay the five things, as we know. So Nosin Lo Miad. You pay the Nezek to him right away. Ripoy V'shevas Ad Shiyisrape. And then you give him all the medical costs and his workers' comp until he gets better. Amduhu, let's say you assess a certain amount that he's going to need. V'haya Misnavne V'holich. And he gets worse and worse. So in a situation that initially required 3 weeks of medical costs. And everything the matters took a turn, and he now needs to be in the hospital for 6 weeks. A nosin lo ela kemo shamdu. You only have to pay him to what you assessed him. And initially, you took a bunch of doctors, how much time he needs in the hospital. It was only 3 weeks. Even though he ends up being longer, you only pay the initial assessment. Amdu vihivra. Let's say you assess him for 3 weeks, and he ends up getting healthy within one week. Nosin lo komash amdu, you pay him the initial assessment as well. Whether it takes him longer or less, that initial umdina is what you pay him. Shmamina yesh umdin l'nezikin. There must be an evaluation, an assessment that comes in nezik. So Gemara says, l'mei med gavra kama liksir mia maka kama lo mixer lo kama bailan. When it comes to the individual, how long it's going to take his wound to get better and how quick it will be, everyone agrees, you certainly know. There's no shayla, lo kami bailam. That wasn't a shayla, devadei amdinan. You certainly do assess how long he's going to need to recover. Our shayla above was, ki kami bailam, the meimed chefza, iyavid hai nezke olam. That's the shayla. Well, you have to assess the object, the weapon, the boar. Does that have to be assessed whether it's able to cause nezek or not? That's the shayla. In terms of his damage he received, how long he's going to be in the hospital, that certainly requires an evaluation to pay. But is the weapon able to cause damage or not? Do we say no? Of course, anything can cause damage. A small pin can cause damage if you hit it in the right place. Anything, a pebble could cause damage. There's no need to do an umdana. It's not a shayla that the guy got damage from a pebble. Or no, we do need to assess whether it's able to cause the damage that it actually did cause. That's the shayla. The Gemara brings a final raya here. Toshma Shimon HaTemani. We saw this earlier yesterday. We said that Omer Ma Egrof Miuchad Shemas LaEda LaEdim. And just like the Egrof has the ability to be observed by the Eda, the Bezdin, the Edim, the witnesses, Afkol Miuchad Shemas LaEda LaEdim. So to any other object has to be handed over by to the Bezdin and the Edom to see Shmamina Yesh Umr Lenezikin Shmamina. You have to assess the weapon whether or not it was able to cause the Nezek that it actually did cause, and that's how we conclude. Gemara now says the two dots, Amar Mar, Amdu Behivrud. We assessed the guy needed to be in the hospital for 3 weeks and he got better within 1 week. No sin lo kamashim ashamdu. You pay him according to the initial evaluation. Misai Leila Rava. This supports Rava's statement. Dama Rava Hai Man Damdu L'chulioma Vis Papach Blakap Palgadioma. You assessed him that he needed a full day of recovery. And it turned out he gets healthy quickly halfway through the day. The Kavid Avidase, and he does, I guess, his work. So then you have to lay the chulioma and shemayu hudrach mele. You pay him the full amount because Akash Baruch had rachmanis on him. The initial nezek, according to the experts and doctors, it takes 24 hours to recover. Akash Baruch had rachmanis on him doesn't mean, though, he doesn't deserve the money that he should have been paid. Then the Gemara says rokok v'higia bo harok v'hevir v'chule. You spit on the guy. You took off his clothing. That was the mission we spoke about yesterday. So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says lo shanu elo bo. Only if it hits him himself, his flesh. If it lands on his baguette, that's not called a busha, and you wouldn't have to pay anything. Only if it hits his skin somewhere. Why? It should be no different than insulting a person. The Mishnah tells us, the Pasuk tells us, the Mishnah, Baba Matzia tells us, there's an issur to be mevayish a person. It's just like embarrassing bidvarim is a problem, so to spitting out of clothing is embarrassing, and you should have to pay for it. So Amri Bivarov in the West in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Mishwe de Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Zos Amersis comes to tell us, Baisha B'Dvarim Patimiklum. No. Just like embarrassing someone with words, insulting someone, there's no payment for it. It's not a good thing. It's an Isser. You're being Mivayish the guy, but there's no monetary payment. So too, spitting on the guy's clothing, it doesn't result in a monetary payment, only if it lands on the actual's flesh. The Gemara now says, Hakol fi chvodo. So we said in the Mishnah that if a person embarrasses someone, there's a set amount. We said depending on what the case was, you screamed in the guy's ear, you hit him across the face with the forehand, with the backhand, and you spit on him, you took off his clothing, all these different things. The amount we said was arba me'ezuz. And then the Mishnah said, the Tanakhama said, the klal is hakol fi chvodo. It all depends on his cover. So what does this mean? So Gemara asks, hakol fi chvodo v'chulei ibayi lehu Tanakhama, this Tanakhama, l'kula akamar or l'chumar kamar. Is it a leniency or is it a stringency? Meaning what? Lakula ka'amar, is it a kulin in regards to d'ika ani? The lo boy l'mishkal koihai. Because 400 zuz is really the baseline. Now once in a while you're going to have an ani, and ani doesn't really deserve to get paid so much, so then kol afichado, we're going to only make him receive less than the 400 zuz. Odim l'chumra kamar, maybe l'fichvodo line is really a chumra, Zika Asher to buy the mace of Leitve. Maybe there's a wealthy person who deserves more than 400 zuz, and you should really pay him more. So the Fichvod is saying, if a guy who's really like an ani, you pay less. Or he's saying the Fichvod is really, really great, a real chashiv and Asher, then you pay more. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes from the rest of the Mishnah, Tashma, Mi dekama Rabbi Kiva, from the fact that Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu anim shebe Yisrael, even a very, very poor person. So we view him all as being wealthy individuals coming from the Avos. So we see from the fact that Rabbi Kiva allows the Ani to take more than he really deserves, must be Tanakama saying leniently that when it comes to an Ani, the Tanakama thinks you pay less than the 400 zuz. Rabbi Kiva says you pay the Ani more than what he really deserves. Must be Tanakama holds you pay the Ani less than what he really deserves, and therefore Tanakama holds Lakula. To that's now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Ma'is be'achad shapar rosh ha'isha v'chule. The Gemara told us, rather the Mishnah told us, that a guy ripped off a woman's hair covering and she was embarrassed, so Rabbi Kiva made him pay, and he asked for a few extra days to figure out what's going on here. So asks the Gemara, Miya hevin in zman? Do we allow a person to take a few days to pay what he owes? V'hamer Rabbi Chanina tells us, Ein nosin zman l'chavalos. We don't pay, we don't allow people to pay, it's extra time to pay. You have to pay right away. When you hit someone, when you injure someone, you have to pay immediately. So my answer is no. Ki lo yahivin lezman l'chavala dechase mamona. We don't give time to pay when the guy causes damage, because the guy's walking around with a broken window in his car. You need to fix it right away. That's when we say there's no time to pay. You need to pay right now and get it fixed. Avala boshes de lo chase mamona yahivin. When it comes to boshes, where there's no chisar mamon. She deserves money, she was embarrassed, but she didn't lose any money. In that situation, we do give the guy a few days to find out some extra money or to maybe do more research. That's when we allow some extra zman. That was the case here.
What happens when the mazik doesn't have the money to pay?
Not sure. I mean, if he has no money to pay, no money to pay. I mean, case by the, let's say, guy who's ganav. So there we know, he's a mocher avdo, you sell him. He gets sold by Bezdin because he needs to, if he can't pay, you need to somehow pay back what you owe. Comes to Nezik, there's no concept of selling him as an Eved. I'm not sure what we would do in that case. I don't know.
Except for stretch on his property, though.
Could be, things like that. Let's say he has no property. Yeah, let's say Mamish has nothing.
Let's say he has a ksula earlier. And one of the things he said is that he could tell his wife's ksula if. There's a case where he could sell his wife's tshuva, right? It's a Sunday's daf.
Mm-hmm.
Shabbos.
Right, that was a confusing daf, yeah. But I don't know, Let's say he's mamish homeless. Nothing to pay. Not more we could do than that, I don't think. I don't know for sure, though. The Gemara now says the last two lines. Shomer omedes al pesach hatzera. So, the Gemara now quotes a brisa, a little bit different than our Mishnah. The brisa says, Vatanya, Omer lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says to this individual who ripped off her hair covering, you went down into the depths of strong waters and you came out with nothing but a piece of pottery. Why? A person's allowed to hit himself. So she's allowed to take off her hair covering. You can't. A guy could punch himself, but then someone else can't punch him. So the problem is, our Mishnah said that ain't Adam Rasha Lechava Batzma. A person's not allowed to hit himself, and even though he's not allowed to hit himself, a person who hits him, it's chayiv to pay. But here, Rabbi Kiva says, a person is allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo. So Amar Rava says, the difference is, lokashya kan b'chavala kan b'boshes. When it comes to chavala, look at the last line in Rashi, in the Amud, chavala ein rashai. A person cannot hit himself. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. This price is referring to embarrassing. A person may embarrass himself. That's what it means, adam rashai l'chavah ba'atzmo. It really means adam rashai levash is atma. He could embarrass himself. That's the difference. You can't hit yourself, but you can embarrass yourself. But what do you mean? Our Mishnah was a case of boshes when he ripped off her hair covering. And in that context, the Mishnah said a person cannot hit himself, meaning he can't embarrass himself. So that can't be the difference. A person can't hit himself, nor can he embarrass himself. So then it says, Hachi Kamarle, the way he reads it is as follows. Lomi by Boshes, the other Rashai Levi Shizasma. The Mishnah says, no. Needless to say, Boshes, where a person's allowed to embarrass himself. Elafilu Chavala, the Ain Adam Rashai Lechavab Asma. Even in the case of hitting, where a person may not hit himself, Acherim Shechavlu Bo Chayavim. Other people who do hit him have to pay. Fine. So that's how we end up, that's how you reread the Mishnah. What comes out of this, though, person is allowed to embarrass himself. That's why, you know, comes the perm. A person can be mochel on his kavod and say, listen, you can make fun of me at the perm shul if you want. You could be mochel. Now, certainly perm has different halachas. You can do a lot of different things. We remove a lot of the yisurim that normally take place. A person could dress the beged isha, even though he's normally not allowed to, even though we say not to do that anyways. But you could hit people on perm and you're pater from nezek. So perm is different, but we do find situations where a person is allowed to be mochel on his own kavod and to allow himself to be married. To be embarrassed, rather. So then the Gemara says, is it really true? Adam Rashai Lechava Ba'atzma, a person really can't hit himself? Hatanya doesn't the Brisa tell us, the Brisa that appears in Masech HaShavuos, Yachal Nishba Lehara Ba'atzma, a person might be, we might think he can make a Shavua to do something bad to himself, V'lohara, and doesn't do it to himself, Yepati Shivipata. He says, I'm going to make a Shavua to hit myself. And he doesn't hit himself, so he violates the Shavua. So maybe he should be Pater, because he shouldn't be hitting himself in the first place. Tamalomar Lehara Lehetev. Ma hatava rishus, af hara rishus. So just like hatava is a voluntary act, so to hara is a voluntary act. So you see that a person does something to makes a shvua, the shvua is chal, even though it's not something that's ra. Avi nishva lahara basma v'lo hara. So therefore I'm going to include, even if a person makes a shvua to do something bad to himself and he doesn't do it, he's going to be chayiv on that shvua as well. So what's the case? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, so what's the shaila here? So we see that again, a person is allowed to be mechava ba'atzmo. We said before, a person cannot be chova ba'atzmo. This brisa says a person may, he can make a shul laharat asatzmo. I'm a shul, no, what it means is, what it means to do laharat asatzmo? What does that mean? Be'esha betainis. where he's going to sit in a fast. There's no iser to fast. There's a mitzvah to fast in certain cases. There's a beginning to fast. So that's not, that means lahara means it's hard for him. It doesn't mean it's, he's doing something usher to himself. So you're not talking about hitting yourself. So then the Gemara says, the chavase gavi haras acherim lashim betainis achrisim mi mosiv lo betainis. So that's the case. So a person could do something bad to himself, that also indicates a parallel case, someone else could do something bad to him. So what does that mean? How could someone else make me fast? You can't make me fast. How does that work at parallel? I can make myself fast, but you can't make a shua that I'm going to do something bad to that guy. If I don't do it to him, I'm going to get it, violate the shua. What's the haras acherim? Mar says, it's possible. You put him into a building, a room, you lock him up, and you starve him. So I can. I say, I'm taking a shua, I'm going to make Reuven fast, and if I don't make him fast, I'm going to violate the shua. How can I make him fast? I throw him into a room and lock him up. But then the Gemara says, V'hatanya, doesn't the Braisa say differently? What does the Braisa say? Haras, what's the case of others do something bad to you? Akeploni, I'm going to hit the guy, I'm going to open up his brain, hit him in the head. That's what it means, not referring to making a guy sit and fast and starve. So the Gemara says, you're right. El Tanahi. It's really machlokas Tanayim. Di'ikl mandamar ein adam rashai l'chava ba'atzmo. Fi'ikl mandamar ma'adam rashai l'chava ba'atzmo. This is a machlokas. Our Mishnah, up until now, we've been assuming a person is not allowed to be chava ba'atzmo. And then we brought this brayis about the shua, which indicates a person can be lahara ba'atzmo, which means he can be chava ba'atzmo. That's a machlokas Tanayim, whether you can hit yourself or not.
So,
if someone else, you get, you pay. You don't get malchus. If you pay less than Sharputa, the Gemara says you get malchus less. Right. There's no money. Hit yourself. You violate an isser. There's an isser according to that's the machlokas here, whether there's an isser or not. That's part
I'm
of. Then
what is isser?
No isser. No, this is there's an isser. There's a pasuk about all the chamisha devarim. Now you can't pay yourself. Maybe in theory you owe yourself, but then just pointless. Here's $10. You take it back. So that could be part of the issue. There's just no way to pay yourself. It doesn't exist. Or no. And also part of the deeper question is, how much does a person have bilis over himself? It's my body. I shouldn't get my body. I can do whatever I want in my body. I can hit myself if I want. It's up to me. Or no, I have no bilis over my body. I am living in my body, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to keep certain halacha. So if I hit my body, then there's an issur involved. That's part of the issue also. How much bilis do I really have over my own guf? More now says, Man Tana, who is the Tana who holds that you're not allowed to hit yourself? Elaim, if it's the following Tana, Hai Tana Dehudasanya, Vachestam Chemlinash Osechem, the Pasuk says, and you have to be careful about your own dam, about your own nefesh, referring to you can't kill yourself. So Edrosh, right, the Pasuk says, I read the whole Pasuk, Vachestam Chemlinash Osechem Edrosh. So you have to be careful about your own dam. Rabbi Lazar Omer Miad Nafsho Seichem Edjosh Est Damchem. So part of the pasuk is Miad. Also, it says so. You have to say Miad Nafsho Seichem Edjosh Est Damchem. From your hand, from your own soul, I'm going to seek out your blood for taking your own life. Says Rashi, Le Nafsho Seichem Edjosh Miad Atzmechem Edjosh. From yourself, from hitting yourself. So if that's what you're referring to, if Rabbi Lazar is the author of this, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take out punishment on those who damage their own body. So the Dilma Ktala Shiny, that pasuk is referring to suicide. That's talking about death. Maybe one can't kill themselves, but to injure themselves, maybe it's permitted. So it doesn't have to be Rebbe Lazar. Ella Hai Tana must be the following Tana. The Sanya Mekarin El Hames V'lo Medarche Emari. The Brayis initially says that one's allowed to tear Kriya on the mace, and Kriya, I assume he is referring to Kriya in general of the Beged, and it's not considered Darche Emari. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shemati Shemekare Al Hames Yosemidai Loke. But if a person tears more than he has to, it's a violation of Mishum Bal Tashchis. You can't do it so much, too much Kriya, more than you have to, is a violation of Bal Tashchis, destroying clothing, things that are needed. The Kol Shekain Gufon. Certainly, a person scratched himself, damaged himself. Certainly, that's considered a violation of Bal Tashchis, destroying things that are needed. So it must be this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and this Brisa. Mari says, what do you mean? The Dilma begadim shiny. The Pseida, the Lohadahu. So maybe only Rabbi Lazar is referring to clothing you can't rip. That's Baal Tashkis. But the Kol Shekain that the Gemara added on by the Guf, Maybe that's not the case. Maybe one's allowed to scratch themselves and ruin their body. Why? Ki had de Rabbi Yochanan kari lemane michbadusa. He would call his begadim machbadusa, mechubadim. They would give him honor. So clothing gives a person honor. That's something very chashiv. So that's why you can't tear clothing. But tearing, we don't call skin and flesh in the body something mechubad. So maybe that would be permitted. And further, Rav Chisda kad have a maske bene hizmi, when he would walk through the thorn bushes. We also have the Gemara in Tainus about this as well. It was Choni Amaga's son walked through the thorn bushes. The Hagab Medale Lemane, he'd lift up his cloak, his pants, his robe. Why? And he'd end up scratching his skin or his legs. We'd be all cut up from the thorns. Amar Zu Ma'ala Rucha V'Zeh Einu Ma'ala Rucha. Because my skin grows back. My clothing can't grow back. So I'm not going to go through and rip my robe, my cloak, my pants. I have to sew and buy a new pair probably. But my skin always comes back. So that's why a person may be allowed to, you know, scratch his skin, rip his skin, take, you know, damage his body, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu allows it to grow back, so there's no violation. Only by the Godim might there be an Isser. So right now we have no Tana who holds that there's an Isser to cause damage to one's own body. Ella, it must be high Tana, the following Tana, who Desani, the Brisa tells us, Amar Belozar Kafa Rebbe, Ma Tamalomer. What does the Pasuk say in the context of, is this how it does here? Let's see. Pasuk says, "Va'asam." Reading the pasuk on the side, "Va'asah kohen echel chatas ve'echel ola v'chiper alav me'asher chata." And you give him a kapara on that which he sinned. Al ha'nefesh, the key that says Rosh Hashanah. Let's talk about nazir. The parsha is naso here. So the nazir, so the kohen brings the kapara. So again, back to the Gemara now. Matam alom. What does it mean? V'chiper alav me'asher chata al nefesh. You bring a kapara for that which the nazir sinned. V'chiper nefesh chata azeh. What did the nazir do wrong? He did a wonderful thing. He became a Nazir, he separated from Yayin and cutting his hair, and from Misa, from Tumas Meis. Ella, Shetzir Atma Min Hayayin. He had disturbed himself, he troubled himself, he caused pain to himself, because he didn't drink wine. First, the Isser is, the Nazir, is he's called a Chote, according to one opinion. This is the one opinion of Rabbi Elazar Kafra, others argue. Machlokas Tanaim, the Gemara in Tainus and Nazir. But this opinion holds, to be a Nazir is called a Chote, Shetzir Atma Min Hayayin, because he removed himself from the enjoyment of wine. He only separated from wine, but he enjoyed all the other indulgences of the world, yet he's called a chote. A person who separates from all things and takes fast days, how much more so should a person can be considered a chote? And not only that, but also damaging a person's body. You know, doing other types of inuyim to a person's body would also be considered a chote. So this is the source that's asur to be chova ba'atma. Okay, this is of course a larger discussion here. When Tosafot gets involved here, this the case here when he brings a kapara, according to other opinions, referring to when he actually became a nazir tame. When he became tame, that's why he brings the karban. That's why he's called a chote. That's the other opinion. But when a person brings a nazir tahor, he's not called. It's not called a chatas at that point. Okay, everyone's with me. We're good. Okay, 1 second here. One interesting thing, look at Tosis for a second, Dibra Mascha over Mishum Baltashkas. We said before, a person tears Kriya too much, that would be considered Isser Baltashkas. So he asks based on the Gemara about Moed Katan. Shmuel tore Kriya on Rav, his big Chaver and a Rebbe of his. He 13 layers of Begadim. That sounds like a lot. So isn't that a violation of Baltashkas? Yeshomer Ditzurim Medirvadan Shiny Velohaya Yosem Midai. So it sounds like when it comes to Tzur Midirabanan, I don't think it refers to Shmuel, but I think when the Nifter is a Tzur Midirabanan, such as Rav, then that there's no limitation of how much you could tear Kriya for, because it was a tremendous loss. Okay, the Gemara now says the two dots, around 10 lines up. Hakote to Nitiosa Vechule. Person who cuts down fruit trees, we said, of course, in Isser Baltashka, it's a Pasuk Mefurish in the Torah, there's an Isser Deraisa involved. So now when the guy cuts down his own fruit trees, so he doesn't have to pay, of course. So we said this, the Mishnah says as follows. If I cut down his fruit trees, so I have to pay. Even though if he cuts down his own, he doesn't have to pay himself, I would have to pay if I cut down his fruit trees. Of course, there's an Isser Deraisa, aside from the monetary payment for cutting down fruit trees. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Bar Barchana Hakami Dirav. Shori Haragta Nityosa Katasta. The guy says, your ox, you killed my ox. You cut down my fruit tree. So he says back to him, Ata Amartali Lahargo, you told me to kill your shore. Ata Amartali Lakotso, you told me to cut down your tree, Pater. Then in that case, you're Pater. Amrlai, if that's the case, that's an easy taina. Imkain, Loshavkos Chai Libriyas, Akokamine. How can anybody live? Anytime a person makes a claim on another individual, he says, oh, you told me I could do it. You said I could break your car window. You told me I could burn down your house. So no one's ever going to get payment. That's an easy taina. Amalai, Yisamai, because of that, we're going to erase this brisa. There must be another way to interpret the brisa. The way the brisa should be understood is, Amalai, lo titargem masnisecha, bishor ha'omed lahariga, ubilan ha'omed l'ktsita. Now the shaila is that it was a shor that was supposed to be killed. It got too old. It couldn't work anymore. Or it was a shor niska, most probably. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi is shor shehemis, a shor that killed. So this animal had to required skila. Or it was a ilan that required a ketita, which is what, says Rashi? Omer the ketita asherah. There's an asherah tree that needs to be burnt down and cut down. Oh, kol eitanot to the Rosh Hashanah, or perhaps it's hanging over in Rosh Hashanah and causing damage. Umisyare shema yipol al-adam v'yamut. It's going to perhaps cause nezek in the Rosh Hashanah. So those are cases where it's supposed to be killed anyways. So that's when, if it's stam and ilan, I can't make a taina. Oh, you told me to cut down your tree. Has to be a good reason why I should have cut it down. If it's only the ketita, then I can make a taina. You asked me to cut it down for you. You asked me to kill your shur because it's getting stoned anyways.
I don't understand that question though. We've seen so many cases already in this Masechta where the case there was talking about, you're chayav to pay under these circumstances are very, very specific.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that you could ask this question every single time. Well, he could just taina this way or that way, but we didn't ask the question until now. So it's weird that he's only asking this question here, where there's so many other opportunities to ask this question.
Right. It seems like this is quoting a brisa, though. It's not, they're not invoking that question. The brisa says, has such a dialogue, where a guy claims, you cut down my tree, and he says back to him, you know, you told me to do this. So we're not bringing that question in. It's a brisa. Now we're analyzing this brisa, because it has to do with cutting down trees. That's what we're bringing in here. So so end up saying, by the way, interesting as a side point, it sounds, actually let's read the end and I'll make the point afterwards. Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. If it was already supposed to be cut down, if the shore is supposed to be killed, so my katayinle. So what's he tining? If my shore is going to get killed, and you end up killing my shore instead of me, so what's the tining? So either way, it's going to get killed, whether I did it or you did this. And this is the famous Gemara. Gemara says, I wanted to do the mitzvah. The sign of the Brisa says, "V'shafach v'chisa." The pasuk says, "When it comes to kisei adam, after you shech the animal, you have to cover the blood up." Kisei adam mitzvah. Mi she'shafach yichse, a person who pours spills the blood, he's supposed to cover it. The one with the shochet. U'ma'is be'echad she'shocher v'kidam v'chaver v'kisa, and a guy shechted it, and some other guy ran over and covered it on the other guy who wasn't the shochet. The chayva Rabbi Gamliel litain la'asar zehuvim. The halacha is, when a person steals someone else's mitzvah away, you pay asar zehuvim. This is the Gemara here. This is important. Rush in the back here about this discussion. We pay asar zehuvim for stealing a mitzvah. So what comes out from this interesting is, though, the case of the shor, a shor shehimis, what's the din of a shor that kills another person? I killed a person. What's the din? Get skila. So I thought that based on would give him the skila. Right? There's a whole process. There's edim, there's a baal. You go through a whole process of skila. So why would this guy be the one to do the skila? I figured that Bezim would be doing this. It sounds from this Gemara that the individual, the Baal HaShor, is responsible for stoning it somehow. You don't have to go to the base of skila, like the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says. There's a special place where you push off the guy, and then you throw the stone on top of him and he doesn't die. It sounds like from here, he wouldn't be doing that. Otherwise, what's his taina? It's not his to do, it's the Bezim's to do. I'm just pointing, I don't know the answers. I don't know what, but that's what seems to be coming out of this Gemara. Okay. What time is it now? Okay. Should we go weiter? Should we mission? Should I do that? Okay. So Gemara says down the bottom here. I'm a Rav. Dikla the ton kava aser. The mixer say a certain date tree that produces a certain amount of dates. So it's aser to cut it down. So Meisiv asks the Gemara, Kami he bezayis v'lo yiktzu rova. So when it comes to an olive tree, how much do you need? So it has a different shear than a kava, which is a much less shear than a kava. It's only a rova. So the Gemara answers, the difference is, shiny zeisim de chashivi. Zeisim olives are very different because they're more chashiv. So even though there's less amount of other fruits, then it's still chashiv, even in a rova, as opposed to dates, it requires a much larger amount for it to be significant before the iser cutting it down. We see from here, though, in order for there to be an iser to cut down a tree, it has to have a certain amount, though. If it's not producing anything, then one would be allowed to cut down a fruit tree. Amr b'chanina lo shachav shivchas bari brei ela dekat tenasa below zmana. The only reason why his son had died is because he cut down a fruit tree, a fig tree in particular, before its time, while it was still producing. So you see, there's a big issue. It's brought down in the poskim. Sefer Chassidim talks about, the Pesach Tshuva talks about, there's a real serious issue to cut it down beyond the issue of Midiraisa, but if it's also a klala involved here. That's why they say it's brought down not to repeat it so much in public, but if a person has a fruit tree they need to cut down, so the Pesach Tshuva says you should have a goy cut it down for you. Let him get the klala, not you. So if it's a situation like that, you're not going to. There has to be a heter involved. There has to be a reason to do this. And we know the Isra Amila Akam, the Gemara B'Matiyah says, applies to all Isra. Lav Dafka Shabbos, everybody thinks only Shabbos Amila Akam applies. No. Gemara and Shabbos says it applies even to being Masaris, to Sirus also. Usher to be Masaris an animal. You can't have a goy, you can't buy a dog and have it neutered. That's an Isra to do that, Amila Akam. So you can't tell them to do an Isra of cutting down the fruit tree. But if there's a situation where you're allowed to cut down the fruit tree, whatever the heter is, it's not producing trees, it's in the way, it's calling Nezek, Pesach Tshuva still advises, based on the Sefer Chassidim, based on this Gemara, that one should have a goy cut it down as opposed to you. Even though there's a heter, we're still concerned of this klala. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, "Vim haya meula bedamim mutter." If, let's say, the wood is more valuable than the fruit, the wood you could use, you could build a house with this tree, I don't know, cedar, I don't know, what's a good tree that has fruit and wood? How you probably know a good example. So it has good wood, even though it has fruit, that where the wood is more valuable than fruit, that's also a heter to cut down the tree. Tanei Nami Hachi, Brisa also says, Rak Eitz Asher Teda. So the Pasuk says, I read the Pasuk on the side, Rak Eitz Asher Teda, Kilo Eitz Machel, who also Tashis Vecharta Vanisa, Matzra Al Ha'ir. If it's a tree that you know, that doesn't produce fruit, then you could cut it down, and you could build it with the wood. And then, so that's what we learn from the Pasuk, Rak Eitz Asher Teda Ze'ilan Michael. That refers to the fruit tree. Ki lo eitz maichel, if it doesn't produce fruit, so then who's that? Elan srak, that's a tree that doesn't produce fruit. So you're allowed to cut these trees down whether or not it produces fruit if the wood is valuable and able to be built with. You're allowed to cut down the trees. So then the Gemara asks, v'chi ma'ache shesofa l'rabos kol davar. After the fact, we're going to include all types of trees. Matam lomar ki lo eitz maichel. So why do you have to say when the tree doesn't produce fruit? I mean, just say all trees you could cut down if the wood is valuable. Why just specify in kilo eitz machal that even a tree that doesn't produce fruit, that's obvious. Gemara says cherry tree. Yeah, okay. There, thank you. Down there? Or?
No.
Okay. Okay. Cherry tree. Okay. So Gemara says lahaktim srak lamachem. So the question is in the options. If I have a tree here, a cherry tree that's producing fruit, and a cherry tree that's not producing fruit, I should certainly go for the one that's not producing any fruit before I go for the one that is producing fruit. Now, if there's nothing else available, then I can't even cut down the cherry tree that is producing the cherries. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Yachal afilu mulam adamim. So, let's say, look at Rashi, top line of Tzadi Beis. Yachal afilu mulam adamim. Lekara yosem iperos yihei srak kodim lo. So, let's say I have a tree that the wood is more valuable than the fruit. It should be, the srak tree should come before it. I guess let's say I have a very expensive cherry tree here. I could get a lot of money for selling the wood or using the wood. And then there's another tree, Elan Srak here, which produces nothing and is not very valuable. So one should say, maybe I should go for the real Elan Srak first, even though it's going to be less valuable to me than the much more expensive cherry tree. Whereas the Tamalum Rak, not true. There are going to be some situations where I can go for the fruit tree prior to the Ilan Srak. That's when the cherry tree is so valuable that I can opt for that one first. Keep going, yeah? Okay. Then the Gemara says, Shmuel, Isilei, Arisa, Tamrei, Shmuel's workers, farmers once brought him Tamrei, brought him some dates from the field. Achil, he ate the dates in Tambahu, time of the Chamrei. He tasted some wine in the dates. Amalei, my high, what's going on here? I thought you gave me dates. What's the flavoring of the grapes that are in here? Amalei, Beini Gufna Kaimid. These dates are growing amongst the vines, the vineyards of the grapes. Amar Machik Shebechamri, Kli Hai. That means if they're starting to take some of the grapes, that means they're weakening the grapes themselves. They shouldn't be so close to the grapes. Amar, so they Lamachar Aisili Mikrai. Tomorrow I wanted you to bring me all the different, the wood from these date trees. Cut down the date trees because they're being Makish, my grapes. So there's another heter that you're allowed to cut down fruit trees in a situation which is causing Nezek. Then finally, Rav Chista Chazit Tali Begafni. He saw something growing. What's Tali? Growing between the grapevines?
Palm saplings.
Okay. He saw them growing amongst the grapes. Amrle, so he says Larisa, he says to a sharecropper, Akrinu Gufne Kane, Dikale Lo Kane Gufne. I want you to uproot them. What does this mean? Look at Rashi, four lines down from the top on Tzadi Beis. Gufni Kane Dikli, Midmei Hayayin, Yecholin Anu Liknos Karkos. From the wine we're able to buy karka. Vilu Dikli Lo Kane Gufni, V'ein Shvachan Ola Elo Davar Muat. So what's he saying here? So uproot the grapes, because you could be kona more land, but you can buy more dekala, more dates. But to uproot the dekala, to uproot the date trees, it's not valuable enough. It's not going to be able to buy you more grapes, and therefore he suggested cutting down the date trees. I'd rather cutting down the grape trees. All right, okay, we'll stop here. So Hashem will pick up tomorrow.